Welcome to a new episode of Drops of Science, the multilingual scientific podcast that selects for you the latest news in natural sciences. Let's start today's episode by addressing animal cooperation, with a focus on the collective action of wild-spotted hyenas in Kenya. An intriguing research published by Dr. Montgomery and colleagues from Michigan State University provides an in-depth look at how individual decisions can shape group cooperation. Cooperation, both among humans and in the animal kingdom, develops when the overall benefits outweigh those derived from individual actions. Collective action, such as hyenas chasing lions, is an example of this dynamic. The research team wondered what drives an individual to cooperate rather than defect when collective action situations arise, and they used 35 years of data on spotted hyenas to find an answer. The results show that situational risks predict the decision to chase lions more than potential benefits. Hyenas are more likely to chase when the risk is reduced, regardless of the presence of resources or the number of lions present. Mainly, if no male lions are nearby, the group of hyenas attacking is greater. Participation pattern highlights that characteristics such as sex, age, and social rank influence the likelihood of chasing. Adult females are more likely to chase due to their larger size compared to males, and long-term social relationships play a significant role in cooperative decisions. Whether these are long-term, such as kinship or social bonds, or short-term interactions, such as greetings before cooperation, both play a critical role in collective action. This suggests that short-term prosocial behaviors, such as greetings, are crucial in coordinating these complex interactions. In conclusion, this study reveals that cooperation in complex societies is guided by a combination of factors, including situational risks, long-term social bonds, and short-term prosocial behaviors. Collective action is an intricate balance between benefits and costs, with greetings emerging as a key tool in coordinating these complex interactions. Let's explore now an interesting study that could open a new chapter in environmental genetics. Dr. Sakaki and colleagues from Nagoya University in Japan have discovered that electric eels, with their ability to generate electric organ discharges, called EOD, up to 860 volts, might play a fundamental role in gene transfer. The intriguing hypothesis is that these intense electric discharges could act as a natural gene transfer mechanism, somewhat like electroporation in nature. Electroporation is a biotechnological technique that uses short and intense electrical pulses to create temporary pores in cell membranes, allowing the passage of molecules such as DNA. This is where the connection with electric eels comes into play. The researchers had the idea that these pulses could act as a gene transfer mechanism in the waters where the eels live. For this work, scientists used zebrafish larvae. First, they immersed the larvae in water containing DNA encoding for green fluorescent protein called GFP, making any gene transfer easily visible. Subsequently, the larvae were exposed to the intense electric discharges of electric eels. Experiments were conducted in a specially equipped experimental tank with electrodes, a grounding system, and a USB data acquisition module. Larvae, previously incubated in a plasmid solution, were transferred to electroporation cuvettes, and the electric eels EOD was activated by introducing prey into the tank. The results were surprising, as 5% of zebrafish embryos showed a mosaic pattern of green fluorescence, indicating the potential for gene transfer. This suggests that the electric organ discharges, EOD, of electric eels could act as an electroporator for DNA transfer into eukaryotic cells. However, researchers maintain a cautious approach. This discovery, although fascinating, requires further research to fully understand the impact of this phenomenon on the natural environment. For the next news, we now embark on a journey into the world of the Cretaceous period to talk about the oldest mosquito fossil ever found that hides a significant evolutionary surprise. Dr. Zani and colleagues from the Lebanese University in Beirut found within a Lebanese amber outcrop two well-preserved male specimens of an ancient mosquito species, and managed to date them, defining these fossils as the oldest mosquito with an age of approximately 197.5 million years, significantly expanding the age of the mosquito clade by about 30 million years. Not only that, but a careful morphological analysis led to an extraordinary discovery. The fossil, named Libanoculex intermedius, exhibits unique anatomical features within the superfamily known as Culicoidea. Anatomical details such as a sharp mandibles and toothed lacinae practically equipped them with piercing mouthparts, suggesting hematophagous behavior in the males of Libanoculex intermedius. Why is this feature important? If we consider modern mosquitoes, only females are hematophagous, meaning they feed on blood through piercing proboscises. This groundbreaking discovery suggests that even male mosquitoes in the past engaged in hematophagy, helping to fill the gap in the evolutionary lineage of mosquitoes, providing a valuable window into the biodiversity of the Cretaceous and offering a significant contribution to the understanding of insect evolution. We go back to the present to explore the world of corals and their fate in an era of unprecedented changes. Over the past 40 years, scleractinian corals, known as hard corals, have experienced a global decline due to multiple factors, including climate change, pollution, unsustainable coastal development, and overfishing. This decline contrasts with the situation of Caribbean octocorals, known as soft corals, which do not show a significant decrease in their abundance. Dr. Mary Ellis Cofroth from the University of Buffalo, along with her research team, conducted a two-year survey of soft corals in the Florida Keys, identifying three species of octocorals that have resisted heat waves. Octocorals of the genus Breviolum demonstrate greater resistance to high temperatures with low mortality during heat waves. The study, initiated in 2014, was motivated by bleaching events observed during the 2014 El Niño and monitored the dynamics of octocorals for 28 months. The resistance and resilience of these species were assessed based on symbiont genotype and density, providing a comprehensive analysis before, during, and after heat waves. The research highlighted the fundamental symbiotic relationship between corals and symbiotic algae, indicating that algae act as a sort of protection enabling corals to survive heat waves. This is the first study to follow both genetic and density factors in the symbionts of Caribbean octocorals in response to bleaching. Despite the observed resistance in octocorals, Dr. Crawford emphasized that climate change is progressing too rapidly for evolution. Despite efforts, it is crucial to slow down environmental damage caused by human activities. The research provides important insight into better understanding the response of octocorals to high temperatures and suggests that further research is needed to address the challenges threatening coral reefs ecosystems. Let's delve now into the world of marine ostracods, tiny crustaceans the size of sesame seeds, showcasing an extraordinary bioluminescent ballet. In a recent study led by Dr. Hensley and colleagues from the Department of Neurobiology and Behavior at the University of California, Santa Barbara, it was described that males of certain specimens of the genus Photeros engage in a synchronized and bioluminescent mating ritual. The species, for now called with the acronym EGD, emit distinct patterns of bioluminescence to attract females, creating an underwater light spectacle. EGDs create an intricate Morse code-like pattern of light underwater by emitting packets of luminous proteins. This synchronized display occurs after sunset when the moon does not illuminate the night sky. This species of ostracods was discovered in 2017 by James Morin and Todd Oakley at the Bocas del Toro Research Station of the Smithsonian Tropical Research Institute in Panama. EGDs share a common ancestor with the fireflies from about 500 million years ago during the Cambrian era, but light-based mating emerged around 20 million years ago. This collective behavior, similar to that of terrestrial fireflies, provides a unique opportunity to study evolutionary convergence in group behaviors. The investigation included field recordings and reproduction experiments, revealing that synchrony in light signals is sensitive to ecological and social factors. The periodicity of synchronized displays varies in response to environmental light condition, creating a fascinating underwater spectacle that evolves each night. This study demonstrates how simple behavioral rules can emerge in complex collective behaviors, offering a window into the collective dynamics of marine organisms. For the last news, we move to the ice of Antarctica to explore the particular sleep cycle of crested penguins. A recent study led by Dr. Lee Burrell and collaborators from the Neuroscience Research Center in Lyon, France, explains the strategy adopted by this species. Contrary to common beliefs about fragmented sleep, it seems that micro-naps of just 4 seconds do not harm the birds at all. Instead, they contribute to reproductive success. Scientists conducted the experiment on the remote King George Island, where penguins gather to nest and protect their chicks from predators. The crowded and noisy environment might have prompted penguins to adopt a particularly short sleep cycle composed of micro-naps, which could help them remain constantly vigilant against predators. During the experiment, scientists implanted electrodes in the brain and the neck muscles of 14 penguins, constantly recording electroencephalogram data to monitor sleep-related brain activity both at sea and during nesting in Antarctica. The results showed that birds dozed off more than 10,000 times a day, engaging in micro-naps that lasted an average of only 4 seconds each, but accumulating an impressive total of over 11 hours of sleep. This sleep pattern raises exciting questions about the diversity of sleep strategies among species and in different environments. The common notion of the importance of longer, uninterrupted sleep may not be universal, suggesting that some species also benefit from fragmented sleep. This concludes today's episode of Drops of Science. Thanks for being with us. See you soon, and good science!